You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So Cliff Kingsbury is being mentioned as a head coaching candidate again. So despite some of the struggles this year, he's been given a bit of a pass, I think, according to the general public and kind of people that do these odds-making bits here, Zabe, in so much as, yeah, you don't have Jaden Daniels, you're without Terry McLaurin, you got injured, this was a bad build. The struggles here aren't necessarily your fault, which, by the way, is a very reasonable position. Whether you agree with it or not, a reasonable person could assess the situation and go, well, yeah, I get it. You don't have your horses, you're not going to be as good. So he's a favorite for the Giants job. There's a couple college gigs that have him as one of the favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he's the favorite, but a favorite. One of the guys that's a leader there.
Are you not rooting for the Belichick footsie with the Giants? Come on now.
I'm rooting against it.
Or the Jets.
If the Jets fire Aaron Glenn, that would be so funny. Yeah, the full circle world right there. But a couple numbers that I wanted to throw your way. And then ask the simple question at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury back? Do you want him to go get another job? The way I feel about it, just to let the cat out of the bag, it'd be one of those things where I'm not rooting for it. But if it happened, I'd go, oh. Anyway, and I'd move on very quickly.
Moving right along.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want the disgraced former head coach that's not at risk of getting a new head coaching job over a couple years tier. The Josh McDaniels tier.
Ooh.
That's what I want. Now, he's in New England. I guess he can't get along with Mike Vrabel. But I want that. I want the Brian Daboles of the world. I don't want the hotshot. I don't want the next Ben Johnson. I don't want the pencil-pushing nerd that's got a great offensive mind that's going to be one and done for me. I want a guy that's going to be here for a couple years. And that's my thought. Is the guy that got kicked out of the head coaching club down to OC, but isn't no one's excited about him anymore.
I got a guy for you on that who I think would be great, but the timing is not going to work out, I don't think. And that guy is LaFleur. LaFleur, to me, has proven himself to be a coordinator plus. That the biggest chair and actually running games and making the decisions to win those big games is beyond his personality. And there's nothing to be ashamed of in that regard. Many coaches have ended up...
A lot of guys failed that way, yeah.
...have ended up in that niche. And so when the time comes that Green Bay does move on, and maybe if... This game against the Vikings doesn't matter. They're going to probably start Clayton Tune against Max Brosmer, so you can't take anything from that. But it would be, if they lose it, their fifth loss of the year, fifth loss in a row to end the year. And then if they lose the wild card game for the third straight year, then maybe the guy who used to be with the Niners, who are looking at the Niners who had as much injuries as the Packers, yet are still contending for the one seed, might say, you know, we can do better than LaFleur, as magnificent as his hair and his eyebrows may be. And I think the day that he goes back to being a coordinator, he's going to take off again. Because that's, to me, who he is. Timing's not going to work out. As far as Kingsbury, as you know, Danny, I've not borne down on the nuances of this whole season like you guys have. So I don't have a firm opinion about what he does or doesn't do that I either like or don't like. I know last year when everything was cooking, a lot of the narrative was, isn't this great? What a revival for the former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He's meshing so well with Jaden Daniels. Can you get back to that with him?
I think that's the essential question. Now, the Cliff, which the people that misunderstood it last year, like to dunk and say, it wasn't real. It absolutely was. It was a thing, and I'll go into that in a second. But let me give you these numbers. They're 12th in yards per play. And despite not having Jaden Daniels, despite not having a single deep threat that scared anybody at any time, everybody's, you know... No one's on their heels. Nobody's flat-footed on defense against you. Bad defenses at the time. Dallas, Chicago. You went down the line, shoved it on these guys. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't throw the ball. There's nothing. There's no threat. He's creative enough to find the 12th best yards per play with an extremely limited, weaponless at times offense. That's to the good. You go, wow, that's pretty decent given this year. They're 24th in points, though. That matters to me a lot. I know some of that can be fluky, but not over 17 weeks.
Yeah.
You're down in the company of Atlanta, Minnesota, who's starting, as you said, a guy named Brosmer.
Brosmer.
I'm sure he is. You're down there. You're behind the Giants. You're behind the Chiefs. You're behind the Dolphins. You're behind the Cardinals. 13 straight games, the third longest streak in the NFL of not having 30 points. That's what winning teams do. You score 30 points in wins. A lot of times you don't, and you don't win the game.
Yeah.
You're counting on fluky things to happen defensively, special teams-wise. You know, a bunch of fortuitous bounces. They got them all last year, didn't this year. That matters to me a lot. You're in the company of the Jets, the Saints, the Titans, the Falcons, the Panthers, who have had a pretty dismal offensive season. You've scored 150 points less than the Seahawks, the Lions, the Rams, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Bills. That's a huge number to me. That matters an awful lot.
Yeah.
So initially I'm kind of going, he's making chicken salad out of, you know what? But the more I look at it, the more I go, are we sure? Are we sure that they're quick enough to adjust? Are we sure that he's getting the playmakers the ball as often as they should? Their best guy with the football most weeks was probably Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Deebo Samuel notwithstanding. When Deebo Samuel's healthy and right, you can see the yards after the catch. You see the explosion. They're running stuff through him. When he's banged up, as he always is, that's why I'm not excited to give him $20 million a year or whatever. It was Bill, and it's a lot less Bill. He's getting dropped in fantasy leagues until kind of the very end when Chris Rodriguez gets a stomach bug. It's puzzling to me. I don't think I would cry any tears if Cliff Kingsbury moves on.
Those are great points, great questions, good numbers to reference. Here's what I would want to know. So JP said to me last week or yesterday, or the days are all melting now together, about how year one of Jaden, on every third and shorter medium, they ran a specific play, a sort of an option play that would just work almost all the time. Do you know what he was talking about in that regard? Because I can't remember exactly what it was called. I know with RG3 and Garcon and not Albert Connell, but the running back.
Alfred Morris.
Cooley told me that that play was called drift.
The drift play.
And that it was almost like the Tecmo Bowl play you couldn't stop.
Bo Jackson run one with the Raiders.
Yes, exactly. And so that play last year that bailed out the Commanders on third and medium or short. And I did see it a lot as I'm watching the games going, yeah, you can't really stop him. He's too quick. He's too slippery and he can throw and da 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 da. I would want to know, okay, has the league caught up to that fastball and is Jaden going to have to evolve to a new plateau? And where do you see that? Like, what are you going to run with him next year? Based on the whole, okay, there's been an adjustment. Because the league adjusted to drift, it adjusted to the zone
read. Everything.
Right. And so now in year three of Jaden Daniels, I just would want to know what's Cliff Kingsbury's vision per se. So all good questions. I don't have a firm answer as to would it be better to go or not. But to me, that's the essential question that I believe the coaches and Quinn are going to have to wrestle with.
800-636-1067. Your calls on this next. Simple question. Do you want Cliff back? Do you hope he gets a head coaching job? Do you think you can do better? Or are you a Cliff guy? And I'm being unfair just by cherry picking a couple numbers. Your calls on this next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week. And you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.